petition for Marks, M-A-R-K-S, Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, February 1561. Address as a letter to Dr. Burnell, B-U-R-N-E-L-L, 644-3724. Dear Dr. Burnell, consultation for Mr. Kelly comes accompanied with wife in relation to renal failure and recently high calcium. He was admitted to McLaren Mount Pleasant around September with severe abdominal pain, constipation, poor oral intake, found it to have a high creatinine 5.5 and a high calcium around 15. He's been taking calcium and vitamin D, 125, because of history of hypocalcemia in relation to prior thyroid cancer surgery 3-4 years ago, and later laryngeal cancer laryngectomy, both of them University of Michigan. PTH was suppressed. He received hydration, bisphosphonate intravenous. He left against medical advice a few days later. Creatinine has improved. He did not require dialysis. Going back in time, baseline creatinine has been around 1.3. He's a prior smoker. Discontinued around 4 years ago at the time of thyroid cancer surgery. He does drink, however, beer. He says his appetite is good, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, some frequency urgency, nocturia probably from enlargement of the prostate, but no cloudiness of blood or incontinence. Recently, no gross edema or severe claudication symptoms, not very physically active, denies chest pain palpitations. There is a cough, but no purulent material hemoptysis. Patient has a laryngeal stoma, and he has a valve device, so he's able to speak by occluding the stoma. There has been otherwise 14 review of systems negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for thyroid cancer and surgery, laryngeal cancer and laryngectomy. He denies diabetes, blood pressure, no issues with the heart, not even thrombosis pulmonary embolism, TIS or stroke. He's not aware of kidney stones, gout, has a prostate, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. He's not aware of protein, no chronic liver disease. Next paragraph, surgeries including the thyroid, larynx, some kind of benign brain tumors, left-sided approach in the 1990s. It was non-malignant, and also plastic surgery for the bilateral eyelids. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, present medications, calcium citrate, vitamin D-125, magnesium thyroid replacement, Norco, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, start smoking age 12, 1.5 packs per day, discontinued 4 years ago. Has smoked marijuana, drinks beer, occasionally hard liquor. Next paragraph, an ankle was on dialysis for about 2 years, passed away, apparently orange agent exposure. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 209, 70 inches tall, blood pressure 160, 98 on the left, 170 over 100 on the right. He's able to speak by occluding the laryngeal stoma, the tracheal stoma, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, tongue muscle wasting, no respiratory distress, no palpable neck masses or lymph nodes. Lungs, for the most part, clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, pericardial rapid gallop, no palpable liver spleen masses or ascites, no gross edema, no focal deficits. next paragraph. The most recent chemistries are from September, a month ago, creatinine at 1.7, so he has not returned to baseline, which was 1.3 back early this year. At the same time, sodium was normal, potassium in the low side, normal acid base, calcium remains low. It was 6.6 for an albumin of 4. Liver function test not elevated. Normal glucose. Present GFR 40. Minimal amount of trace blood and protein in the urine. Protein creatinine ratio 0.2, which is minor. At the time of high calcium 15, PTH suppressed at 3.3, which is appropriate. As indicated before, March of this year, creatinine 1.3 for a GFR of 56. I review records from admission to McLaren as well as your records. CAT scan shows mild pancreatitis and mild increase of lipase. There was some perinephric inflammatory changes, but no obstruction, stone, or masses. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient developed acute kidney injury associated to hypercalcemia, thought to be related to effect of medications, calcium, and vitamin D125. PTH was appropriately suppressed, did not require dialysis, received hydration and intravenous bisphosphonates. Zometa, Z-O-M-E-T-A. Kidney function has improved but has not returned to baseline. This is, however, more than a month ago, blood test to be updated. CAT scan did not show evidence of kidney stones or obstruction. Next number, chronic hypocalcemia since thyroid cancer surgery and eventually laryngeal cancer laryngectomy. Calcium is in the low side, but he is not symptomatic. Continued replacement and vitamin D125. He follows with endocrinologist, which is doing chemistry on a weekly basis. Next number, status post thyroid cancer and surgery on thyroid replacement. Next number, status post laryngeal cancer surgery, laryngectomy, without evidence of recurrence. Has a tracheal stoma. He's able to speak, as he has a valve that connects the tracheal to the pharyngeal area. Next number, prior smoker, although no severe evidence of COPD by physical exam. Next number, frequent alcohol intake. Next number, hypertension in the office, not well controlled, although this is the first visit and he was quite excited. He has no history of this, will be checked at home before we adjust medications. Next number, anxiety, depression, emotional support provided, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, has been on chronic narcotic use. Next paragraph, likely the symptoms of pancreatitis as well as the severe constipation was related to elevated calcium, and those has resolved. We will follow with you over time. We'll see him on the Mount Pleasant office on the next 3-4 months or early as needed.